Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Allie Breen's here with Sexy Time. It's on the way in just a second.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
Judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
The Bob and Tom Show presents Memorable Moments in Presidential History.
The states of Virginia and Ohio alone have produced 15 of our 43 presidents. While a person is eligible for office coming from any of the 50 U.S. states, it is generally considered unlikely that we'll ever have a president from the state of Hawaii. The closest so far came in 1972 when local Hawaiian politician Johnny Mahanalikki made a run for the office. The candidate dropped out of the race upon learning he would need to move from his beach home in Waikiki to the District of Columbia. When hearing this information, he was quoted as saying, "Move to D.C.? Are you kidding me? I quit."
This has been Bob and Tom's Memorable Moments in Presidential History.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Well, hello.
Hi,
and
we're back.
Welcome back.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
All right.
Let's do it.
You
it's
and me.
Sexy time. And
hit
there
it.
She is.
Hit it.
She's the...
Hi, guys. Hi, Allie.
She's the goddess of sexy time. She's the lovely Allie Breen. How tall are you, Allie?
Yes. How tall am I?
Yeah.
So you said almost 5'6".
5'6" of love.
Yeah.
She's the blonde bombshell Allie Breen.
Yes.
She is our sex authority.
Apparently, we've taken a time machine back into 1968.
How would you like to be introduced, Allie? Would you?
I like the sexy time intro you usually give me, that down low, sexy
baby.
Time voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, from her...
Thanks a lot, Allie.
From her love pad in New York City.
Allie...
It's sexy time with Allie Breen.
This is a little inside comedy, but are you still often introduced... Let's say there's eight comedians on one show, and you're the only female. Is it our next comedian is a female?
Oh, yeah.
That still happens?
Oh, that still happens. Also, because now people are so much prouder of having a female on the show because it's kind of mandatory, so they really need to point it out.
I think they're going to kind of figure it out when you walk out.
Exactly.
Yeah, you would imagine.
Amazing.
But it's supposedly a big deal on a college. Are you guys ready for a lady?
Right. Can you believe we let them on stage?
Exactly.
Now, do you ever get hit on after shows that by guys that
it's think- happened, but it's pretty rare. I think guys get hit on a lot after shows. Women, not so much. I don't know that it's very attractive to be an opinionated woman up there with a microphone necessarily.
Have you ever been hit on by another woman?
I mean, not related to comedy, but in real life I have.
How'd that go?
I've had a few incidents.
You know how it goes?
By women.
It's none of your business
right.
Is how it goes.
No, I'm
I've
just
been
curious.
Hit on by a couple before. That's a real weird one.
Oh, that wow. Is. Oh, that happened to me. That is interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really flattering.
It's flattering, but it's also weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Wow. Now, Allie will be receiving your letters if you want to send them to her. It's Allibreen on all social media platforms. And ask us to help you with your love troubles. What have we got for starters?
All right. This first one's kind of a soap opera. Dear Allie, I went through a devastating breakup last year when I asked my girlfriend to marry me and she said no.
Oh.
We broke up when our lease ended a month later and a mutual friend of ours comforted me through it and we ended up dating.
Hmm.
Now, I just found out that this friend of ours was telling my ex that I wasn't the one for her and that we shouldn't rush into marriage and should take a little break. Oh. So she actually caused my breakup.
Oh.
I thought I was now falling in love with her, but now I'm pretty upset and confused, although I'd be devastated if it ended. What should I do?
You're wrong. That woman did not cause your breakup. If you guys were meant to be together, you would have gotten past whatever she was saying. She was just telling her friend, hey, this isn't right. And she was probably telling her friend something that her friend knew but didn't want to admit.
Or was she trying to steal the guy away from her friend?
This is kind of a gaslighting thing, I think.
I don't think it's so. Any of that.
If I liked a guy, my friend couldn't convince me not to.
Exactly.
Unless it's
exactly.
Like, look, I caught him cheating, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you guys like to think cynically, and
that's exactly correct.
Yes, unfortunately, you're void of that quality.
Yeah.
Thank goodness you're on solid ground.
I am above any cynicism.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
I don't know. This is complicated. I don't know enough to know.
Both things could be true. I mean, she tried to cause the breakup. But it wouldn't have taken if the girl was actually in love with this guy.
Right.
True. I mean,
and,
yeah.
And if he really liked the new girl, there's nothing that could happen that he
right.
wouldn't, you know, stay with her if he really liked her.
Maybe this sounds like one of those Dear Penthouse letters that ends in a three-way.
Oh, they all get together and they're
yeah,
a couple.
They all get together.
Yeah.
Which is never
suggested, even as a joke, probably.
No, it's not going to happen.
Throw it out there.
Okay, let's move on. What else have we got?
Dear Allie, for New Year's this year, we went to my wife's sister's house. My wife had too much to drink and she went to lay down early. When midnight struck, I ended up kissing her sister,
oh.
Which was supposed to be a peck.
Here we go.
But it ended up being a pretty long, intimate kiss.
Oh,
yikes.
Right. It ended.
Now I can't stop thinking about it.
Oh,
neither one of us have talked about it since, but our friends saw it happen. And so do I need to tell my wife or should I talk to her sister? What do I do?
Clock is ticking.
You are 24 days late
yeah.
telling your wife.
Right.
No, just pack your bag.
Yeah.
Quit your job.
Yeah, there's some really good gigs up
change
in Alaska right
yeah.
now.
Yep. You can change your name. It's real easy.
Move
yeah.
to another state.
Go
yeah.
work on an oil rig outside just yeah. screwed. Off the coast of Texas.
That's right. Work for the doomsday clock people. They're looking for that's what I understand.
Man, yeah. Oh, man.
You are screwed.
In a way, you're free to, you know, you've wiped the slate clean. Yeah, just yeah. go ahead.
Not only your wife, the whole family.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. You've in one fell swoop.
Sure. If you were trying, it's genius. That's a beautiful move.
The only thing that saves you is that everybody saw it, so you weren't hiding it. So maybe that's yeah. a plus
a
one for you.
In a way, I see what you're saying.
Right.
It wasn't that they were trying to get
so
away.
So if everybody saw it, how does his wife not know about it?
Already.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And she's waiting for
her.
She's just waiting to pounce.
Oh, I couldn't wait to tell the wife. I'd be like, did you see what your husband did? You didn't see it. You were asleep, but this is what happened.
Oh, jeez.
No,
really?
Not asleep. Absolutely. Passed out.
So she deserves what happened. The wife deserves
is that
to be
what you're
cheated
saying?
On.
Well, you are king of blame the victim, aren't you? You really are. That's what you go to.
Just saying.
It's our own damn fault.
Should have gone easy on the schnapps.
Should have taken a problem.
Take it a Sharpie and drawn some big veiny right in her face. And she wakes up. Happy New Year. Oh, I'm so hungover. Uh-huh. Well, your sister tastes better than you. I got news for you. Okay, we've done no work here that's worked any well. This is very effective. Let's try something else. What have you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend always wants to use toys in bed. I'm okay with it once in a while, but it makes sex seem dirtier and less intimate.
Yeah.
Is it a sign that I should pay attention to that she never wants non-battery operated sex with me?
Are you? Well, we don't know enough. Is he being involved at all?
Like with the toys too?
Yeah. So. Okay. She's just making him watch.
Hey, Leroy, hit the on switch.
He has to have another person.
I don't know.
Just talk to her.
People like what they like.
Be thankful that she's getting off.
You at least get to observe.
That's true.
I mean, maybe not all the time. Maybe there should be a designated.
Hey, baby, I put it on cruise control. I'm going to go watch the game. Good luck.
Cruise control.
This is a question for our sex toy lady?
Dr. Sadie.
Well, Dr. Sadie Ellison. Sadie would promote the toy part, I would think, not the intimacy part.
Well, she would argue that the intimacy is part. It's all part of it. It's all together.
But I can see where he's coming from.
She needs it. She won't get off unless she has the toys. So you can try it without it.
Try getting something really exotic that like requires you to use both hands just to hold it. All right. As soon as we're done, I'm going to go tear up the patio.
Oh, my goodness. Like a jackhammer?
Yeah. It's a jackhammer. The Jackhammer 1200 with the special ladies attachment.
But what if she's like, ooh, bite down on this. Do this all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bite on my wallet while I use this on you.
Allie, I'm going to tell you a very quick true story. Someone here may back me up. This is an actual thing. You can Google it. Do you know what a Sawzall is?
No.
Is it a reciprocating saw?
Oh, you're not going to. Okay.
Yeah, he's going to tell it.
I'll just give part of this. It's a saw that moves
back and forth.
Yeah.
Each person has an end of.
No, not that one.
It's like a very strong electric knife that you might carve a turkey with.
Yes, that's a very good example.
Like a handheld.
Right.
We had a news story about someone who had one of those, and they attached a dildo-esque device to it.
Attached a dildo to it.
Good Lord!
Ew.
So, all right. Yeah, following me so far.
Yeah.
And during the action.
But, and by the way, they affixed it to an actual blade.
Ugh. Yeah.
But unfortunately, during the action, the adhesive failed. Off.
That was instant episiotomy.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
Oh, my neck.
So the point is, if you're going to do something like that, maybe get store-bought rather than MacGyvering a dildo. That's today's public service. You're welcome. Let's move on.
That sounds like the porn version of the Saw movie.
Yeah.
Horrible.
But it's real. It's just awful. Okay, back to Allie. What else you got?
You feel good sharing that with Allie? Ruining her day?
No, it was a public service announcement.
Okay.
Don't MacGyver sex toys.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Well, we took the iron. We didn't realize that we bypassed the safety switch.
Oh, God. All right.
Yeah.
Let's wipe that out of our minds. Dear Allie, I am dating a guy online who has taken me on the most exciting dates I've ever been on.
Oh.
We've traveled almost every weekend together. And when he's at my place, he'll treat me and all my friends to dinners and going out to clubs, etc. I finally realized my friend mentioned I've never been to his place. He says it's because it's very boring and he wants to keep things exciting with me. What's going on? My friends say he's married, but I've talked to him at all hours of the night, so I don't see how that's possible.
Huh. Do they live in the same city? Do they?
Maybe he lives with his mom.
Yeah, maybe.
You know. Oh, that's interesting.
He'd have a lot of extra money. Yeah.
If he's spending all this money, he's apparently got it.
What's the problem now? He
doesn't want her to come to his place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So she's never seen where he lives.
She thinks he's married.
Gotcha.
But didn't you say
But they go away every weekend. I don't know if they're from the same town. You're right. Yeah.
It sounds like they live in different places.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Maybe he lives in a really boring place.
But he's exciting himself, you know? Like, shouldn't that be enough?
What are you asking us for?
He's hiding something.
Talk to him.
He is hiding something.
Leave us alone.
No, she said that he said it's just because it's boring. She should air tag him.
Well, obviously.
Throw an air tag on him and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Air tag him.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Chris, don't act like you don't love that idea.
I do not.
Josh has a great idea.
I didn't even air tag my kids.
Josh has a great idea. The new Ann Landers column. Hey, don't ask us any questions. Mind your own business. Stop writing me.
What do you want from us? How are we supposed to know what this guy's thinking or where he lives? Talk to him. Next. Yeah, that wouldn't be a very effective column.
This is kind of a cool mystery. Yeah. I'm kind of wondering what's going on.
Yeah. Maybe he does live at home. I like that scenario.
Maybe he lives with
his and he's embarrassed because he's living with his parents again or something.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, maybe his mom has something weird going on and
what if she's actually dating a 16-year-old who lives at home? He's just pretending that he's a man.
He's really mature for his age.
What just happened?
Exactly.
I don't know why you have to make it a sexier story.
Okay, next.
Dear Allie, my girlfriend pays all the bills and fully supports me. She often doesn't want to have sex, and if I push the issue, she starts to bring that up that I don't contribute.
Oh, my God.
I told her those two things shouldn't be related, and if the genders were reversed, I'd get in trouble for basically trying to equate sex with money. What should I do?
Break up with this person.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, my guess is she's probably exhausted from having two jobs to support your pathetic ass.
Yeah, why is she supporting him?
We don't know. He could be on. He could really be looking for jobs. We don't know.
He could be a writer.
Not looking real hard. You've been around lately. You can't walk into a building without a help wanted sign.
Oh. You got to try harder to seduce her. It sounds like if you're not working, you've got more time on your hands to make it, you know, fancy.
Yeah, you got all day. A MacGyver something to find that thing.
Yeah, figure it out. Yeah.
Maybe do a dish. something to show.
Get a job.
We don't know anything about it.
No.
But we do know that you're following Chick's advice. Use sex as a weapon.
Oh, yeah, you have to. Yeah.
Always.
That's right.
Well, sorry to hear it.
Okay, good luck.
Sucks to be you. Now leave us alone.
One more time. Stop writing us letters. Allie Breen is our guest. Allibreen on the variety of social media platforms.
Stop writing us letters. We won't have a second.
Well, of course. That's sort of good.
What else?
We barely have one now.
Really? What else have we got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend used to be obsessed with porn and is now obsessed with OnlyFans. The porn thing didn't bother me, but the OnlyFans thing has him interacting with girls in a way that I consider cheating. He says there's no difference. He also goes to strip clubs, and that's way more intimate, and I'm just acting crazy. Who is correct here?
Ooh, this is
I think OnlyFans is more intimate if you're actually communicating back and forth. If you're just watching TV, they don't know you.
Right.
They're like, anyone that's watching, good for you.
I think that's a fair point. But rest assured, there have been some recent articles about OnlyFans that are showing that he's not talking to the girl.
Oh, that's true.
He's talking to a dude in a cubicle.
Yeah, an AI generated.
Yeah.
So
funny.
Hey, Morty, you got any more menthols?
Yeah.
I got a hot one online, too.
Right. This guy keeps tipping me. I got to keep pretending I'm this chick.
Yes.
So he's one of these morons that think these women actually like him. That's the problem.
Well, he may even be into it. He may not, you know, I don't.
But if she's this upset about it.
You're right, Chip.
You should probably talk about it.
Does he have a job?
He should respect it.
At least he's got a job, he's better than the last loser.
Right. Also, if she was okay with him going to strip clubs, that is more. I mean, you're actually interacting with the person at a strip club.
Yeah. But
it sounds like she didn't like the strip clubs either, though, right?
That sounded neutral, but...
Yeah, it did sound like that was part of the that's okay thing.
The OnlyFans really bothers her. I'm with Josh, though. I don't think that's a problem because I don't think a lot of those
that anyone's talking to the real person.
Yeah.
Might be nice to...
Because remember, Allie, when you start yours, the guys will actually be talking to me.
Well, that's right. Going to, exactly.
Right.
People might actually subscribe to talk to you, Josh.
Wait a minute. So
after hearing this,
I don't
maybe.
All right. So just pictures of you. Yeah, look at Allie. Talk to Josh.
Right.
Yeah, just call it that.
Not a bad
now, would they be talking to you about the pictures of Allie?
I could talk about anything.
Well, they would be saying, "Hi, Allie, how are you today?" And I would write back, "I'm great. I just bought some new high heels." That kind of thing.
Oh, that works.
Would you like to see pictures? And if they go, "Yes, here's $10," I'd have to quickly text Allie, "Send me pictures of your high heels."
And Allie, you said there is one comedian who is doing OnlyFans.
I'm sure there's a few, but there's one that I know that's
How's it going?
Done OnlyFans. That's she's making so much money.
Is she posing in provocative poses with no clothes on? Or
oh yeah, I think she goes full out for sure. Yeah, because she has jokes about how everyone has seen every part of her in the crowd, pretty much.
This is an open mic.
it's Roseanne.
You know, comedy shows that are all naked comedy shows. If you guys seen those?
What?
They have those in New York.
Oh, really? No kidding.
They have all
Have
naked?
You never seen that, Josh?
No, we've talked to comedians who've done nudist colony shows, never an actual nude show like in New York
City. And at the nudist places, they have the option.
Right.
But
right.
These people are nude on stage.
They're nude on stage.
Is the audience nude as well? Phenomena. Is the audience nude as well?
No.
I actually did go. It was Louis Anderson. Oh. I wish I had wish I'd gone a different time.
That was a while ago.
Wow. You went a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Notice you have bad teeth or you're too busy
never forget
staring
it.
At his sack.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.